In Parshas Tzav, though most of it is talking about Karbonis, it brings the Isser Chelev and the Isser Dam here, even though that is not just by a Karbon, but it's even by Chulin, and it's not just pertaining to a Kohen, but every Jew cannot eat Chelev of an animal or Dam of an animal. And it's brought down in the middle of the Dine Karbonis. The Torah is telling you a tremendous lesson here. And the idea of Karbonis, that even a Yisrael and even Chulin, we could extrapolate and learn from it. And really the idea behind it is, when you talk about the Kohanim and the reason why they have certain dinim, for example, lo yikruchu karcha b'raisham, pasakonim lo yikalechu, oviv saram lo yisur tu sarates, right, that they can't shave, and it says why they can't do these things. He has ishi Hashem lechem alekeim he makriven v'hayu kodesh, because they're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their outside demeanor also has to be in the same way. And like we say later in the Torah, it says, which is not just by Kaihanim, it's by Yisraelim also. And then it says again, you are our children. So the Torah is telling us, as a prototype by Karbonis and by Kaihanim, that the concept applies also by all of Klal Yisrael, to keep many of the mitzvahs that the Kaihanim are mitzvah on it. And what is the reason behind it? Because ki am kodesh ata l'Hashem aleikecha, you are a holy people, ovecha bochar Hashem liyes loy la'am segula mikoy la'amim asher b'nei adama, because in you Hashem chose to be a treasured nation amongst all the nations across the earth. That these tzivuyim are given to the Kohanim, but they're also given to Yisraelim for the same reason. Ki am kodesh ata l'Hashem aleikecha. We are a am segula. That is something that's very important for us to know. That is why, even though, yes, Kohanim have special dinim, but it says it again, a lot of these tivuyim by Am Yisrael, the Karcha, the Sarates, the Kofes HaRosh, the Shchoses HaZaken, all of these things, because we are an Am Segula, we are a treasured nation. We all know that before Moshe Rabbeinu, before the Torah was given to the Yidden, He called them, and he basically said, "V'yisem l'segula mikola amim." You should be a am segula, a treasured nation, and that is really the concept that we have to inculcate into ourselves. Asher bocha bonu mikom, Hashem chose us among all the nations. V'atem tiim li mamleches kohanim ve'goy kodesh. We are a mamleches kohanim. That mamleches kohanim is going not just on Kaihanim, but it's going on Yisraelim as well. So that's a very, very important point to realize. Kaihanim themselves, the essence of him, he's born a Kohen, he lives like a Kohen, he dies like a Kohen, he's a Kodesh, that he's serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every Yisrael, to a certain level, has that Mamleches Kaihanim in them the same way. And it's a very, very important concept for even Yisraelim to learn, and even B'nei Geya Chulin to learn. And the same applies with Bizman Azeh, with a Shulchan, which is Doima L'Mizbeach. Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. Shulchan is Doima L'Mizbeach. The Gemara Chagiga Daf Chav Zayin talks about this. It's not just words. We have to live this way. We have to somehow inculcate in ourselves that this is what it is. That when we eat a kosher of food, and we invite aniyim into our house, and we keep a suda, not just the suda's mitzvah, any suda, but certainly suda's mitzvah or suda's Shabbos. The shulchan is doima l'mizbeach. When we sit on a shulchan with food, we realize we are mamish by the mizbeach, being makriv a karbon. We are giving ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our eating. We are mamleches kohanim. We're bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every possible situation, in every possible place, including our most physical aspects. And the machshava is very important in achila. Just like by a kohen, when he's makriv the karbonis, he has to have machshavas the right way in order for it to be kosher. The same idea applies. Benegeya, us eating by a shulchan, it's doima l'mizbeach, and our machshavas sanctify our eating and the shulchan mamish like a mizbeach. So all these inyanim of karbonis are negeya bizman azeh, b'machshava, First of all, if you're Isaac in these things, ke'ilu hikriv, like we learned, but also that actually achila l'shem shemayim by a shulchan is doima l'mizbeach and it's mechaper. Even the idea of netilas yadayim, there's the kiyar, right, that they used to wash the wash their hands and feet before doing the avoda, and we learn that is a reason why every morning we also when we get up from our bed, we would do netilas yadayim. What is the inyan of netilas yadayim shachris? We learned there's various reasons, but the Rashba brings down in the Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph, that the inyan is to show that she'anu kohani Hashem, that we are kehanim of Hashem, and that's why we have netilas yadayim from a keli dafka, just like the kohanim when they prepared themselves to be to do the service in the Beis Hamikdash, ke koyein hamekadesh yodov min hakir koydim avidasai. That is the lashon of the Rashba. We're noitel yadayim every day in the morning because we are kohane Hashem. Ke koyein, we're mamish. We have to visualize this. We're like a koyein that's mekadesh yodov, that sanctifies our hands min hakir from the kir koydim avidasai. And this applies not just on a Shabbos and Yontif. And it sounds strange. We think, oh, we're doing mundane things. We're going to be eating, davening. Yes, we're going to learn, but we're also going to be eating breakfast. We're going to work and we're doing all these tzarchei gashmiim. It's avodas Hashem. Yes, it's avodas Hashem. It's avodas hamizbeach. Yes, it's avodas hamizbeach. Yes, you can't compare the limud haTorah to Dvarim Shel Chulin, but Bechol Derechecha Do'eyu, and this is a tremendous lesson, that we are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way Hashem wants us to serve Him. So we are Koyhanei Hashem in our Avodas Hayoyim, day in and day out, in every aspect of the day, including the most mundane aspects of the day. We're Kikoyin HaMekadosh Yodav Min HaKir Koydim Avodasai. And that is the way we need to impress ourselves with it. By the Kohanim, it says v'rochatzu yedehem before the avoda of the Beis Hamikdash to be metar themselves. And the connection to us is, even though we do not have a Beis Hamikdash, we need to understand that we are also Kohanim. We are also Mesharsei Hashem, and that is our eisik in this world. We get up in the morning and we wash our hands mamish like a kohen in the Beis Hamikdash to inculcate in our minds that I'm getting up in the morning to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not in order to work or to learn or to this or to that, but mamish that I'm standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu the entire day. It's a big comfort also to absorb this, because some people have Chalishas Adas when they are placed in Matzavim where they can't always be. They always daven that Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. They want to be in Hashem's house, but they're not always Zeicha B'Poyel Ma'isa to be that, and they have Chalishas Adas. But they need to realize if they're doing the Ratzon Hashem, and they're working because the Torah wants them to do it, Yofa Tom Tam Torah Derech Eretz, and Hashem wants you to do that, so you're mamish being Mesharis HaKadosh Baruch Hu in whatever you're doing, not just during the davening time, and not just during the learning time, but all the time. Therefore, it's so important. We need to realize that very often we wash our hands and we don't have these thoughts. And it's certainly, it's a lost opportunity. Rick DeMille talks about it a lot, that we have to think also, and even say it verbally, I'm washing my hands because I'm a Kohen. You say this even if you're not a Kohen, but I'm a Kohen in a sense that Mamleches Kohanim. Hashem appointed me to be a chelik of the Mamleches HaKohanim, the Goy Kodosh. And my life is sanctified to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether I'm serving in a kitchen, whether I'm serving at work, whatever I'm doing, whatever it is I'm doing, and besides my tefillahs, of course, and my learning, we're doing Avodas Hashem. We are Avodim Nemanim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are Kehanim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Netilas Yadayim of the morning reminds us of this Avodah. This includes even women when they are doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, when they're cooking, when they're taking care of their children, when they're covering their heads. As a yid is supposed to cover, they realize when they're doing this, I'm a mamleches kohanim v'goyim kodesh, I'm a sharis in the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, technically in the Beis HaMikdash, the Noshim did not do the Avodah, but here is where Shaloyim Beis HaMikdash Kayim, the mam is doing the Avodah. This is Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. And that applies by men, by women, and no matter what they're doing and how they're doing it. And just like Kohanim wore begodim, l'chmiyuchadim, l'shem u'l'seferes, Big Day Kahuna. Every Yid has to wear a certain level of Big Day Kahuna. What does that mean, Big Day Kahuna? It means here that healthy, clean clothing that's roy for a Ben or Bas Yisrael to wear, to take pride in it, to make it that it's clean, and that it's like covered, or it's the forest to what you're doing. And for men and for women both, there's a more emphasis on begodim on the women's side, but the truth is it applies to both. But the idea is if you are being Mekai in the mitzvah of Ikidashtai by the Kohanim, it applies to us too. We're Mekadosh ourselves by putting on those refined begodim. And when we add that kavana, that I'm putting on these begodim, the weekday begodim for the weekdays, the Shabbos begodim for the Shabbos, but I'm doing it for Avodas Hashem, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with, that really helps tremendously in putting meaning into every single moment of the day, and to realize that you are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it makes no difference, just like men are standing in front of Hashem when they're learning in the Beis HaMedrash, or whether they're working, every woman is standing in front of Hashem when she's cooking, when she's taking care of the kids, and whatever she's doing, or working, whatever she's doing, she is part of that Mamleches Kohanim, just like the men are. So it's a Musa Haskalah, it's a big chizik, that if we do things in order to, and we have in mind, and we could often verbalize it, I'm doing this because it's the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wants me to work now. Hashem wants me to be Isaac and Parnassah now. Hashem wants me as a woman to cook or to take care of the children or to do whatever I need to do here. And this is what Hashem wants. I am being Mesharis HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my guf, with my neshama, with wearing the begodim that I wear. And you take pride in it. And it's an idealism, and it should fill every Yid with tremendous simcha. Have a wonderful Shabbos.